Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation, everybody! Did you miss it?
Of course I missed
that. We have tons of celebrity news for you coming up, of course. And, of course, we have Atlanta in the house. What's up, Atlanta?
What up, y'all?
Looking good.
Well, we have so much to talk about. Later in the show, we're going to be talking about Kylie Jenner. Is she channeling the Virgin Mary? Also, would you steal a plane to go see your favorite artist? All right, all that coming up. But first, Headcrack, what you got?
Well, Beyonce's September issue of Vogue has dropped, and it's historic on a whole bunch of different levels.
Yes.
Now, Beyonce actually wrote an essay instead of doing a sit-down interview because she's Beyonce and she does what she wants. Well, she talks about the issues in her marriage with Jay-Z, parenting, her Iris pregnancy with the twins, but the biggest bombshell of them all.
What?
Let's brace yourselves for this.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Beyonce has a fupa.
Oh!
Wait, is she saying that? She's saying that, or you're looking at a picture saying that?
No. She said she is aware of it, and she, you know, she's not running for it.
See? I love that.
What's a fupa?
You know what fupa is.
What is a fupa?
Fupa is the upper area.
Well, Beyonce said, I have a little mommy pouch, and I'm in no rush to get rid of it. Whenever I'm ready to get a six-pack, I'll go into B-Zone. But right now, my little fupa and I, we feel like we're meant to be.
Can we just give a round of applause to the queen?
It's nice. It's nice. When a baby is the cause of the fupa, it's nice. When it's biscuits,
Yeah.
Oh, y'all, come on. So, really, y'all would kick a woman out of bed because she has a fupa?
Well, it depends how bad.
I'm not going to let her sleep over.
Oh, my God.
What?
Wow.
I'm not going to kick her out of bed because she's not sleeping over.
Why can't you use that as a pillow? Maybe it's the best night's sleep you'd ever have, like you said.
It really would be.
Some chicks are so bad, it feels like memory foam.
Well, y'all, this September must be Black Girl Magic Month at Vogue because both Rihanna and Beyonce are winning and twinning.
Well, Rihanna got fupa too.
Oh.
We just discussed Beyonce's cover for Vogue, and Rihanna has also made history by being the first Black woman to grace the UK September issue of Vogue.
Okay. Yeah.
But is somebody going to get fired, or is this just like a masterful collabo that, like, Vogue is doing?
Somebody get fired.
You think so?
Yeah.
But it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
It is the same.
Or are they trying to keep us Black women in a box?
They say y'all all should be still picking cotton, so that's cotton flowers on your head, I guess.
How is no one talking? Here's a trend that I hope doesn't take off because those eyebrows of Rihanna's, those were my eyebrows in the mid 90s.
Okay, those have made a comeback.
Please no, that's
she
not coming back. I don't think I could pull that off.
That looks a little heavy, child.
That's a Josephine Baker look, honey. I mean, Josephine Baker did that with the banana.
And what did they do before the shoot? You just run down to Michael's craft store and grab a bunch of stuff and just kind of chuck it on your head there?
Yes.
Alive.
Wow.
Yes, bitch. This is how you do it.
Oh my God.
An entire eagle is about to land on your head right now.
You look like a gay sniper.
Suspect me under these.
Get him, Hiana.
Yeah.
Hiana.
Beyonce.
Come on, you run the world, Gary. Yeah,
who run the world?
You run the world,
Gary. Vogue.
Well, guys, Kylie Jenner is a virgin.
No, she's had a baby.
I know. Okay, maybe she's not a virgin. I know she had a couple of babies. So how could she possibly be a virgin? But she's playing the Virgin Mary in her baby daddy's, Travis Scott's, new video for his song, Stop Trying to Be God. The video is full of religious references, and it's been reported that Kylie and their daughter Stormy are the inspiration for many of Travis's songs. So is Kylie as the sainted Virgin Mary cool or not?
I mean, it was cleverly done. I mean, and when you look at the video overall, this video is supposed to make people talk. Because anytime you spike religion into anything, people are always going to have an opinion. You can't do that.
Blasphemy!
Well, wait a second. Who's he singing? Stop trying to be God. Who's he singing that song to? Kylie?
To the Kardashians.
No.
Yes, he's singing that to them, honey. You know that. I'm thinking he's singing it to them because they try to be God. They do everything.
Well, he ain't trying to. He got her in there looking godly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that golden glow she has is from her new cosmetic line. If you want to look like that.
I'm loving it. Now, I don't know about her being married, but I want to know what color highlight she got on because it's popping.
They should have used Jack A and had to be the Virgin Mary.
This is proves that Kylie is running that couple because look at the CGI and the special effects on her in the video, and look at Travis. He looks like he's in a bad production of Ten Commandments at the local church.
Later in the show, we're going to tell you how a woman is doing some of her own ghost busting in her bedroom. I'll explain it all later. Bye for now, Atlanta.
Someone's getting slime.
Bye, you guys.
See you later.
You know, isn't it always nice when a celebrity comes to somebody's rescue?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like how Drake did in the God's Plan video.
Yeah.
Or the other day when Ludacris paid that girl's bill at Whole Foods.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweet.
But anyway, something popped off in New Jersey where a girl came through and actually paid for Keith Urban's purchase.
Oh, that was nice.
I hope he gave her the money back.
Yeah, because for those who don't know, Keith Urban is like one of the like richest dudes doing country music currently.
And his wife got a little paper, too. Yeah. Oh, Nicole Kidman.
Okay.
Yeah, a little known actor by the name of Nicole Kidman.
Right.
Yeah, but he shouldn't have gave her the money back. Because then you're blocking her blessing.
That's true, too.
You don't want to block her blessing.
But you feel bad, Gary.
Yeah, well.
Well, you wouldn't, but.
Well, you sneak it in a purse like you got to do old folks.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what you do.
So Keith Urban was at Wawa, and I don't know if you've ever been to one of those, but it's like one of the greatest gas stations in the world. Shout out to their pretzels. And he didn't have enough. It makes me excited.
Their
pretzels are so good. Have you ever been to Wawa before and had their pretzel? Oh, my God. Anyway, so he didn't have enough money to cover his bill, and the woman saw him, so she jumped in. Saved the day, and Keith was so grateful that he actually took a photo with the woman, and boom, there you go.
Aww. He should invite her to one of his concerts.
You know, it was funny. I was in the Waffle House Saturday, and me and my friend and this guy paid for our food. She said, "Oh, Gary, with the tea," and he paid for my food. I was like, "Oh."
Oh, he was trying to talk to you, Gary.
Not him, but he was nice, though, but I was not looking my best.
Oh, Gary, that's when they want you, when you're not really looking your best.
Okay, that's when they come for you.
Oh. He was trying to give you a tip.
But that was nice, though. He was very nice. And I want to take a picture with him, but he left. But I was so happy.
He didn't want a picture. You know, he wanted your number, but you didn't catch the vibe.
He wanted your percentage.
I know, girl.
Ring. Your percentage.
Right.
I got
18%.
Well, y'all, the Beehive is always buzzing about Beyonce, but this fan took it to a whole nother level.
Uh-oh. Mm.
A young man by the name of Zamarcus Scott tried to steal an American Eagle plane. When he was caught by the police, he told them he wanted to fly the plane to B and J's concert in another state. And he didn't think it was much to fly in a plane other than some buttons and maybe a lever.
You know, in this post 9/11 world that we live
in,
don't you think it would have been easier to, like, I don't know, steal a smaller plane and not like an actual commercial joint?
I mean, for real.
An American Eagle. Do you know how many buttons in the cockpit in the ceiling? You don't know what to push or where to start.
Yeah. But not just that, how dare he? In this day and time when they killing Negroes by the pound,
okay,
and you trying to steal a damn plane.
Thank
like a
you.
Suicide.
He thought Beezus was gonna help him
guide him.
Yeah, well, you know, fans go pretty far. Brett, have you ever had a fan do something crazy to get to you?
Oh, yes.
What'd they do?
Oh, I don't even want to talk about it.
Climb through your window?
Right.
All kinds of stuff.
Really?
They will climb through the hotel window if your room is low enough.
Oh,
ooh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so, Portia, did any of your fans ever try to come
do something crazy?
Just to get your concert and hear you sing Flatline?
Yeah, you know, they would do anything to hear Flatline. Like, I mean, the kids, they just break people. I done seen somebody jump up somebody's back.
What?
Oh, they used to reach for me on stage.
People faking they deaf?
Yes! They used to be insane.
Oh, my God.
A security come get me off of stage.
Well, honey, up next, honey, Miss Selena Gomez has a list, and, honey, she's checking it twice. We'll tell you more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
What's up, y'all?
So,
Selena Gomez is on the market for a new man, y'all, and she reportedly has a list.
A list of people?
That's right. Uh-oh. In the past, she's dated stars like Justin Bieber and The Weeknd, but after her high-profile breakups, she's making sure that her new man adheres to this new list of qualities.
Oh, like a list of demands.
Exactly. Maybe not demands, but like her standards. Yeah. Now, Selena's list sounds pretty reasonable. She doesn't want a famous boyfriend. If she's not feeling butterflies when she first meets you, she don't want you.
Oh.
And you must have the same values and beliefs as she does, and that's non-negotiable. Selena has also vowed not to overlook any red flags in the beginning, as she probably has in the past.
Oh, she's going to die single.
Oh, stop.
Those demands are too high. You remember who was the last famous person you knew that had a crazy list of demands and how single they still are?
Okay, I agree. Crazy lists are bad, but name one thing on her list that's crazy.
You got to have the same beliefs as she does. Now, this could be a religious thing. Mm-hmm. She could believe the earth is flat. Someone else believes it's round. A non-famous person. Like, I mean, there's so many to deal with.
You don't really know your soulmate is going to be famous or non-famous. If you get the feeling, it's just what it is.
But I feel like, you know, she's really religious. That's how her and Justin kind of bonded the last time they got back together.
He found the law.
Yeah, so I was thinking maybe she's talking about her religious beliefs. And for me, that's a deal breaker, too.
Well, even that butterflies thing, when you first meet a person, it could be because you're terrified.
I don't know, but I think you should give people a chance. I mean, because nobody's going to be perfect.
Yeah.
And my thing is, because my friend didn't have nothing, not a single thing, but I mean, like, I was a little happy, but then at the end of the day, honey, that didn't work.
You mean he literally had nothing?
Nothing.
No job, nothing?
Nothing.
Where'd you pick him up from?
On the corner.
Oh.
I mean, you don't know where you're going to meet a person at.
Well, you knew where he was each morning asking for money.
Yeah, right. I was hungry.
All right, y'all, moving on. Carrie Underwood is buzzing on the internet after her latest interview with Redbook, where she said, "I'm 35, so we may have missed our chance to have a big family."
Oh. Anyway, I like your accent.
Thank you, darling. Thank you. Well, a few of her fans were not too happy about the star's comment, and many responded by letting her know that having a baby at 35 and up is not such a bad thing, and she should rethink her decision. But some supported the singer's decision that having a baby after 35 could be risky and she should adopt.
First of all, 35 is not too old for her to have a baby. All right.
You should have your damn baby at least starting at 15, honey.
Okay.
15 and up.
Excuse me? 15?
You've been watching too much Teen Mom.
We're all 16 and pregnant.
Yeah, well, that's what you see there, but they were 16 and pregnant.
And I feel like it's not too old for her to begin having a baby, but I have to agree with her on a big family. Like, you know, I'm 36 years old, and I always wanted 4 kids, which is considered a big family. But once you get to my age, it's like, I think I'd just be good with just one.
Yeah. You're like in vitro. Yes. It's like Groupon for babies. You can get like a bunch at one time.
Oh, no. After you get past the first two, I mean, they just duplicates.
Well, if you can't imagine anybody else fitting into your life like Carrie Underwood, well, maybe you should holler at our sponsor, Talkspace. They're a great outlet for getting whatever you have on your chest off of it, and it's an easy process, and they're available 24/7.
So, can I talk about anything?
Portia, of course you can. Even your new relationship. It's an online and mobile therapy app which matches you up with a licensed therapist. You can talk about everyday challenges at work or at home, and there's no extra commutes, no leaving the office, and no judgments. They have over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing all the life challenges that we all face.
Oh, well, I think I got some stuff to get off my chest, Headcrack.
Me too. Tell me how I sign up.
Well, let's get to it. This is how everybody can get down with the Get Down. To match with a perfect therapist for the fraction of the price of traditional therapy, just go to Talkspace.com/dish and use our promo code DISH to get $45 off your first month and tell them the Dish Nation crew sent you, all right?
Well, honey, if you want to find out, honey, what funny actor might be one of the best kissers in Hollywood, the answer will surprise you. Come right back. Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation! Yes, honey, and our word on the street is that Adam Sandler, honey, got them lips!
Uh-oh!
What you?
Got them lips.
He got them lips, honey. Now they're saying that the actress Brooklyn Decker, she raved about how good of a kisser he is on Watch What Happens Live. Now let's just take a look.
Adam Sandler is a good kisser.
Oh.
Wow, you say that very
other actresses
emphatically.
Have said the same thing.
Really?
To me, they have come up to me, other actresses who have kissed him and said, hey, so good, right?
Adam, I have to say with Adam, I was taken aback.
By how good of a kisser
he was. By how good of a kisser he was.
I feel like I need to kiss him now.
He's a great kisser.
I feel like that gives me cause for pause.
I'm not surprised.
Really?
No, I've always had a crush on Adam Sandler.
Really?
Yes, I always just, for some reason, I just thought he was just so cute. He's funny. And, you know, don't be surprised. Some guys who you would think are not good kissers are probably the best. And then some guys you think would be really intimate
are
and passionate
horrible.
Are the worst and
right.
dry.
I'm looking at you, Portia. You like a wet kisser.
Oh, no, I'm so not. I'm not even a true kisser for real.
Really?
No, I'm not. I like to peck and then open a little and then peck and then open. I'm not full on.
Right.
That's just like,
And I know Brad is more not a
don't
kisser
even do
at
this,
all.
Gary.
She probably won that.
Don't even do this. Don't even do this, Gary.
I know Brad is a kisser.
Do not make me come on this.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Okay. Brad's a great kisser.
I'm sure Brad's. Brad, you're not a kisser.
Honey, if they ever leave, they know that the grass is not greener on the other side.
Oh, right, bitch. You better tell them, honey. You better
be meow them lips,
baby. All the time.
All right, now. There you go, man.
Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
We all love a little smell good, right, guys?
Oh, yeah.
The Pure Daily Care Aromatherapy Diffuser and 6 Essential Oil Gift Set includes 2-in-1 ultrasonic aromatherapy diffuser and humidifier with 6 of the most popular therapeutic-grade essential oils.
Yo, this truly smells amazing.
And there's more. It also features 4 timer settings, auto shut-off function for safety, and 7 ambient light settings with 2 intensity levels, bright or dim.
Ooh, Portia, girl, that sounds sexy, honey. Now, what's this included? Because I like this lavender.
Well, I'm happy you asked, Gary. The Pure Daily Care Aromatherapy Diffuser and 6 Essential Oil Gift Set includes peppermint, lavender, lemongrass, eucalyptus, sweet orange, and tea tree oil.
Well, wow, Portia, that is a lot in one package. How much is this thing?
Usually, the Pure Daily Care Aromatherapy Diffuser and 6 Essential Oil Gift Set goes for $199.
What?
But for Dish Nation viewers, it's only $39.
Oh, this is cute and cone shaped for $39.
That's right. Better not drink it, Brett.
I know.
Man. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them your girl Portia sent you.
Up next, are you tired of being single? Heidi and Frank might have the solution for you. Time to date a ghost.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Well, this is a very interesting story. There's a woman from the UK who claims to have had 20 sexual encounters with ghosts and that she's in love with some Australian ghost right now and that she thinks that she may be pregnant with a baby.
Yeah, I had sex with the ghost.
With a ghost?
Yeah. Yes. But you can't wrap your arms around a ghost.
No.
So how does the sex bit happen?
Difficult to explain.
Like a weight.
Kind of a weight, but at the same time weightless and like a physical, there's the breath and stroking.
I like how when the host of the show explains that you can't wrap your arms around a ghost, the ghost lady acts like she's the stupid one. She's like, oh no.
Yeah, and now she thinks this crazy woman from the UK is trying to conceive a baby with this Australian ghost.
I know somebody who actually has had sex with a
is
demon.
Is that like an incubus or a succubus or whatever? Is that what those are called?
Yes, it's having sex with a supernatural being, incubus or a succubus, depending on if it's a man or a woman. She doesn't know if it's a man or a woman yet, so I think she probably should figure that out if she wants to get pregnant.
A man or a woman.
No, she says she has no idea if it's a man or a woman ghost she's having sex with, if the Australian's a man or a woman.
There would be a feeling.
Well, she needs to go down under to find out.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com and take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.